Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nobin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Christmas celebrated with great enthusiasm and devotion throughout Nagaland. Prime Minister Modi lays foundation stone for country's first river linking project worth 44,600 crore rupees. Nation observes Good Governance Day marking the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee and President Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements. Now the news in detail. Along with the globe, Christmas was celebrated with great enthusiasm and devotion throughout Nagaland today. Churches and homes were beautifully decorated to welcome the birth of Jesus Christ. Special Christmas services were held in churches while people came together for community feasts. Across homes, shops and public places, Christmas trees and decorative lights are on full display showcasing the festive spirit. Hymns and carols fill the air, adding to the joy and festive atmosphere of the day. Let's listen to a report from a correspondent on the celebrations.
In the state capital, the Merry Hub of Christians Cathedral, the main church of the Kohima Diocese, marked the joyous occasion with mass, songs and prayers. The church and its surroundings have stunningly been decorated, attracting large crowds. Thousands of Christians, along with tourists, joined in the service, celebrating the day with joy and devotion. Similar celebrations took place at other churches as well. In some, the statue of baby Jesus was carried in procession and placed in the crypts. Some churches organized traditional common meals, while some distributed food packages and gifts to both members and the needy, spreading the spirit of Christmas. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone for the country's first river linking project, the Ken-Betwa River Linking National Project, worth 44,600 crore rupees in Khajuraho, Madhya Pradesh today. The first of its kind in India, the Ken-Betwa River Linking Project is aimed at revolutionizing water management in the Bundelkhand region of Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh. The project aims to irrigate 8.11 lakh hectares across 10 districts of Madhya Pradesh, including Chhatarpur, Panna and Tikamgarh, and stabilize irrigation for an additional 1.92 lakh hectares in Uttar Pradesh.
मुझे यहाँ के अलग अलग जिलों के किसानों से मिलने का मौका मिला. मैं उनकी खुशी देख रहा था, उनके चेहरों पे आनंद देख रहा था. उनको लगता था कि हमारी आने वाली पीढ़ियों का जीवन बन गया. साथियों, मध्य प्रदेश देश का पहला राज्य बना है जहाँ नदियों को जोड़ने के महाअभियान के तहत दो परियोजनाएं शुरू हो गई है. साथियों, 21वीं सदी की सबसे बड़ी चुनौतियों में से एक है जल सुरक्षा. 21वीं सदी में वही देश आगे बढ़ पाएगा, वही क्षेत्र आगे बढ़ पाएगा जिसके पास पर्याप्त जल होगा और उचित जल प्रबंधन होगा.
Mr. Modi also dedicated the country's first Omkarishwar floating solar project to the nation and performed the Bhumi Pujan for 1,153 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavans. The Prime Minister also released a commemorative coin and a stamp in honour of Bharat Ratna Vajpayee. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the event marks a tribute to former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee on his 100th birth anniversary. The Good Governance Day was celebrated today, marking the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee. We have a report.
Born on 25th December 1924 in Gwalior, Atal Bihari Vajpayee's personality had many facets. He was a forceful orator, a writer, poet, a selfless social worker, journalist, but more than anything else, he was a leader among leaders.
Har nahi manunga, raar nahi thanunga, kaal ke kapaal par likhta mitata hu, geet naya gaata hu, geet naya gaata hu.
He served thrice as the Prime Minister of India. His legacy comprises forward-looking economic policies, massive infrastructure projects and development of national highways as well as roads in the rural areas. His astute and wise economic policies laid the foundation of a longest period of sustained growth in independent Indian history. It was under his leadership India successfully conducted Pokhran 2 nuclear tests and cemented its position as a nuclear state in 1998. He had a long parliamentary experience spanning over four decades. As a foreign minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee was the first person to speak in Hindi in United Nations in 1977. He was awarded India's highest civilian honor, Bharat Ratna, in 2015. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On the occasion, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh launched the Rashtra Parv website and app in New Delhi. Mr. Singh said the website will provide information related to national events like Republic Day, Independence Day celebrations, beating retreat and tableau to the general public. He also said the information related to ticket, parking, seating arrangements for a particular event will also be provided to citizens. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Former CEO of Niti Aayog, Amitabh Kant, today said that India has the potential to leap to $30 trillion economy by 2047, and it can be achieved by triggering its growth in manufacturing and exports. Mr. Kant was delivering the special memorial lecture on the occasion of Good Governance Day at Raj Bhavan in Patna. He said India has to accelerate its national GDP 9 times, per capita income 8 times, and manufacturing capacity 16 times to become a developed nation. Mr. Kant said, at present, the Indian economy size is $4 trillion and it has to maintain compound power growth to excel further in the present challenging scenario. The former Sherpa of India at G20 summit, Mr. Kant said, global great power conflict, tariff war and disturbed global supply chain are major challenges at international fora, whereas in domestic aspect, the country has to improve its skewed population dividend and lopsided manufacturing growth. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements in 7 categories in New Delhi tomorrow. The children hail from 14 states and UTs. The government confers the Bal Puraskar to children for achievements in art and culture, bravery, innovation, science and technology, social service, sports and the environment. Each awardee will receive a medal, certificate and citation booklet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in Veer Bal Divas, a nationwide celebration honoring children as the foundation of India's future at Bharat Mandapam tomorrow. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. The Prime Minister will launch Suposhit Gram Panchayat Abhiyan. It aims at improving nutritional outcomes and well-being by strengthening the implementation of nutrition-related services. Various initiatives will also be run across the nation to engage young minds, promote awareness about the significance of the day, and foster a culture of courage and dedication to the nation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi paid tributes to educationist and social reformer Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya on his birth anniversary today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, apart from being an active freedom fighter, Pandit Malviya remained a pioneer of education in India throughout his life. The Prime Minister added that Pandit Madan Mohan Malviya's contribution to the country will always remain a source of inspiration. The Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has registered a net addition of 13,41,000 members during October this year. The Labour and Employment Ministry said the surge in members can be attributed to growing employment opportunities, increased awareness of employee benefits, and EPFO's effective outreach initiatives. The provisional payroll data showed that EPFO enrolled around 7,50,000 new members in October of the current fiscal year. The data showed the dominance of the 18 to 25 age group, constituting over 58% of the total members added during the period. The payroll data highlights that approximately 12,90,000 members exited and subsequently rejoined EPFO. This figure depicts year-over-year growth of 16.23% compared to October 2023. And to end the news, remind the headlines. Christmas celebrated with great enthusiasm and devotion throughout Nagaland. Prime Minister Modi lays foundation stone for country's first river linking project worth 44,600 crore rupees. Nation observes Good Governance Day, marking the 100th birth anniversary of former Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, and President Murmu to confer Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar on 17 children for exceptional achievements. And that is all the news we have for you this evening. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.